Thursday, Power Talk Radio 1460 and 101 FM. Time for us to talk with our retirement expert. That's Nan Lesnick. Nan, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
We're going
to
talk about choosing health insurance options at retirement. This is something everybody needs to know about, particularly because the vast majority of people who've had insurance for many years provided by their employer, it's that kind of thing where you just make your election every year, you pay your premiums, and you forget about it. Then you retire. Now you need to get health insurance, and you're kind of like, oh man, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, and the reason why I want to talk about this is because oftentimes people are retiring before 65, mm-hmm. or in the case of a couple, before both have turned 65. And we're even going to talk about, you know, what happens if you kept working past 65, what do you need to do? These are important things because if you miss the appropriate enrollment time with Medicare and you have to go into a late enrollment situation, you could find yourself without adequate insurance for some period of time. So it's important to understand this.
Okay.
So if you retire, let's talk first of all, if you retire before age 65, what you want to do first of all is find out if you have retiree insurance available to you. Now, a lot of people who work for county or school districts or some other government entities do in fact have the availability of retiree health insurance. And I think, now this is just, I think, this is my opinion, but it seems to make sense. They're happy to have these people retiring at an earlier age because they need to get the younger people in there. And so when someone says, you know, I'd like to retire early, that's all good for the entity.
Right.
Whether it be an employer, a county, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's a good to get the younger people in there and get the old folks out to pasture, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
But many times, in order to be an enticement to that, they'll offer to allow you to stay on the company health insurance plan or the group plan, whatever that might be, after you've retired until you reach Medicare age. So if you can do that, that's just great. You can continue. You're going to pay a higher amount probably than you're paying when you were just contributing a portion of your group insurance, but still it will be the same insurance continuing without any interruption in coverage. And mm-hmm. that's an important thing.
Boy, it certainly is.
So, and then the other thing is, and I have this happening with a couple of my clients, and that is your spouse still working? Perhaps one person in the couple is retiring, but the spouse is still working. Now, the rules of group insurance are kind of funny here. You have to understand that when you had group insurance available to you, you had to take advantage of it in, if it was an employer paid plan. You couldn't opt out of it and go on to your spouse's plan just because you liked it better. Okay.
Right.
There were some rules around that.
And Nan, how about if we get to more of those rules on Saturday, because we're out of time here.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. Nan Lesnick's been our guest. Reach her at her office in Monterey. Area code 831-656-0236. Online, lesnickcompany.com. Her email, nan@lesnickcompany.com.